One of the Roswell Park buildings on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus now houses the four members of the new Center for Indigenous Cancer. One of the Roswell Park buildings on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus now houses the four members of the new Center for Indigenous Cancer Research. Director Rodney Herring says just in North America, that can include Indian nations like his own Seneca Nation, Inuit people from northern Canada, and the Métis of Canada, and could expand much further. Since many live in rural or really rural areas, cancer diagnosis and treatment can be complicated. Alaska natives may have to fly to somewhere just for tests. Herring says there are real issues in paying for health care.
Prisoners in the federal system actually receive greater funding than Native Americans living on reservations using Indian Health Service. So there's a disparity there, too, to understand how some of the service is provided. But what we're finding, too, is that we all need to work together for the health of our people, Native and non-Native, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Herring says cancer can be a strain on a patient or on that patient's family. However, many Indigenous groups are collectivists, so there can be lots of support from family members, neighborhoods, even people who didn't get along until cancer appeared. He says there will be serious research into cancer in Indigenous communities and how to utilize traditional health practices to help the patients through the often long and difficult process of cancer treatment. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.